Morning Edition continues. Along with Colin Jackson, I'm Lisa Autry. Kentucky's Muslim community will gather in Frankfort on Wednesday for the first ever Muslim Day at the state capitol. Muslims from all over the state will tour the building, meet with lawmakers, and pray in the rotunda. Wahida Muhammad, with the Kentucky chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, spoke with us about the inaugural event.
We're all very excited about this opportunity to educate Muslims, to familiarize them with how government works and their rights and responsibilities as citizens.
What do you want Muslims to know about their state government?
Well, we want them to know that government is participatory, that they need to be involved, that part of being a good citizen, of being a good American, is educating yourself about how government works, meeting your representatives, letting them hear your voice, and participating in government.
Do you find that Muslims have some reluctance to get involved in government, especially on the state or local level?
I think it's kind of a reluctance, but I think it's more of an educational issue of realizing that this is part of your duty as an American citizen, and it's part of your responsibility, but it's also important for you to have your voice heard on issues that affect you.
I'm curious, are there any Muslim members in the General Assembly that you're aware of?
No.
Is that something your group wants to encourage? I mean, more Muslims to run for office?
Yeah. I mean, I think we encourage all people to get involved in government. And one thing that we would do is encourage Muslims also to feel like, I mean, it's part of the educational process to realize that government speaks for you, government speaks for the people, it speaks for the citizenry, and it should be representative of the citizenry.
Do you feel that Muslims still face challenges in this country as far as assimilating in public or government for that matter?
There are, and I think anyone that is seen as an other faces challenges, and even Muslims who have been here for many generations face the kind of stigma of being the other. The Muslim Day at the Capitol is a step towards Muslims saying we're part of the Commonwealth. We want to work to make Kentucky a better place for all of us.
I know in other states where this is done, there have been some demonstrations. Are you anticipating anything like that? And are extra precautions being taken?
I mean, we have to anticipate it because this is what happens no matter what side you're on or what issue you support. So it's something that we're aware of that is a possibility, but it's not a major concern for us, no.
We're nearly two decades away from the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Is it still a challenge convincing people that Muslims, by and large, are peaceful?
Yeah, because I think there's either out of ignorance or because of some agenda that people hype misconceptions about Muslims. I think educating people is an ongoing challenge for Muslims, and it's just something that we have to keep doing. And I think one thing that really helps is for people to know a Muslim one-on-one. And so that's part of encouraging Muslims to be involved in society, because if people know you personally, then that's their image of Islam. And if people don't get to know you one-on-one, then the stereotypes are going to persist.
Wahida Muhammad is chair of the Kentucky chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Thank you for your time. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.